now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to be taking a look at something which is extremely relevant and very newsy right now. We're looking back at what has been the somewhat complicated relationship between Geneva and Uber. There was a legal battle going on between the American giant and Geneva, and the canton seems to have won. But it could have ramifications for Uber across the whole of Switzerland. So, Dario, give us a quick rundown. What's happened between Geneva and Uber?
Yes, well, if you were following the news, you know that at the beginning of the month, the Federal Supreme Court of Switzerland has imposed on Uber to consider the drivers, in Geneva at least, as employees and not as independent entrepreneurs. That meant that if Uber wanted to continue its operations in Geneva, it would have to comply with the law and pay due salaries, social insurance contributions, and allow for such things as paid sick leave. Because initially no agreement was found with Uber, the company had to stop operating in the canton on Saturday, the 4th of June at midnight, probably leaving some tourists stranded at night in the city that day.
Yes, that would have been very confusing for some people, I'm sure, because actually you really want Uber overnight.
that's when you need it.
Yes. Now, okay, so now though, Uber is operational again. But before we have a look at what changed and how that happened, let's travel back in time a bit to the beginning of this legal battle, because this story, frankly, goes back quite a while.
Yes, the battle between the canton of Geneva and Uber actually started in 2019. In October of that year, the Geneva Trade Police and the Service Against Undeclared Work decided to consider Uber drivers as employees and not as independent contractors, as the company sees them. A decision that was challenged by Uber at the Court of Justice of the canton of Geneva, and because that cantonal court dismissed Uber's challenge, the company took the dispute to the Federal Supreme Court, which now issued its final verdict. In short, Uber drivers are Uber employees.
Okay, now initially the unions have said this is a great result.
The unions actually are very happy about this decision by the Supreme Court. They say that in the 9 years Uber was active in Switzerland so far, the welfare state and individuals were deprived of millions of Swiss francs that weren't paid duly in their regard. Unions now ask that the Confederation meets quickly with the other cantons and employee representatives to ensure that within a maximum of 3 months, all Uber drivers in Switzerland have an employment contract.
Okay, now I think we should point out, as this is a developing story, there are now some union members saying, well, actually, there are some question marks about this, but it's a complicated story, so we'll move on. This decision, mind you, could well impact Uber drivers in other cantons. Because, Dario, that was a decision by the federal court, this means actually it does have a federal impact, in fact, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed. This verdict certainly has a signaling effect for other companies as well, other companies in the gig economy across Switzerland, although legal experts say that the situation isn't yet clarified for the entire sector. One thing is for sure, Uber Eats delivery personnel were also included in the verdict, so they will most likely or surely see their employment status change as well. But yes, it definitely has a signaling effect. And as you said, because it's a decision by the federal court, this can certainly affect other Uber drivers in other cantons. I would like to remark here also that there have been other decisions by cantonal courts, for example, in Zurich, that came to the same conclusion. So this is maybe the furthest it got was the case in Geneva, but there was, for example, a court decision in January in the canton of Zurich that came to the same conclusion that Uber drivers should be considered as Uber employees because of the power imbalance, you could say, between the Uber as a company and their drivers that they see as independent independent contractors.
Okay. So as we know, though, Uber has again been given the green light to start operating in Geneva. So what's changed then? What has allowed Geneva to allow Uber to get going once again?
Well, yes, last Friday, the Geneva Department of Economy and Employment reported that an agreement was found and signed with Uber. Uber actually concluded a partnership with another company, so a third company, called MITC Mobility, which will be employing the Uber drivers drivers who want to change to that model are guaranteed all payroll tax payments, the Geneva minimum wage of 23 francs and 27 cents an hour, and other benefits. But it's not directly Uber who is employing them. It's this third party, MITC Mobility.
Okay. Now, of course, we do look at this and people say this is a great result for workers' rights and all of that, and protecting the Uber drivers and everything. However, the one group of people seem to be unhappy about all of this is the Uber drivers, who, it has to be said, were very happy with their independent status and the freedom that it gave them. And many of them are not at all happy about this, and they wanted it to stay the same.
Yes, a majority of the about 1,500 Uber drivers in the canton would actually have preferred to be considered independent contractors. So it is unsure how many of them will actually sign with MITC Mobility, although MITC Mobility says as of now that they will keep a model where the drivers are very flexible and can decide themselves and when they're going to be working and when they aren't. But the canton is convinced that the solution that was found will guarantee better working conditions for the drivers. And in case of a crisis, such as, for example, a COVID lockdown, the workers will be more resilient and less likely to depend on financial support from the state and charities. So, of course, the canton, in a way, is looking at the larger picture here, right? It's not just about finding necessarily the best possible solution for those 1,500 drivers who were happy with their status. The canton really wants a lot of people who are working actually also contributing to social security, because the more people you have working in the gig economy sector that are not paying social security contributions, the more people the state has to take care of in times of crisis. And so whether or not these 1,500 Uber drivers are much happier now is probably not the most important thing for the canton. It's really, you know, how resilient can the workforce as a whole be across the Geneva economy.
Right, anyway, Dario, we should leave it there for now. Thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up, taking a look at the battle with Uber and Geneva. If you want to hear that episode of Swiss Up again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which of course is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.